The exhibition takes its name from this song, recorded by Nina Simone in 1969. It features the work of over 50 Black painters, sculptors, and photographers. Former MTV executive Bernard Lumpkin owns the collection. He's loaning it to universities like Lehigh so that explorations of race can reach a wider audience.
What these artists are wrestling with is the challenge of sort of representing the Black experience from a place that isn't mediated by Western culture, by prejudice, by preconceptions.
Lumpkin says the art world has struggled for a long time to address inequity and injustice. Exhibitions featuring artists of color is a first step, but there's much more work to be done.
We're also talking about staff, about the board, where the money comes from to support artists.
William Crow, the director of Lehigh's art gallery, agrees. He says the collection is one part of a wider effort to make Lehigh more inclusive.
We're offering a wide range of free public programs, from artist talks and workshops to panel discussions.
More information on these events can be found on the university's website. Young, Gifted, and Black will be on display at Lehigh's Zollner Arts Center until the end of May. For WLVR News, I'm Emma Illick-Frank.